Harper Audio presents Continental Drift by Russell Banks, performed by Zach Villa. I am free. High above the mast, the moon rides clear of her mind, and the waves make a refrain of this, that the snake has shed its skin upon the floor. Go on through the darkness. The waves fly back. Wallace Stevens, Farewell to Florida. Harper's Creek and Roarin' River, there, my dear, we'll live forever. Then we'll go to Injun Nation. All I want in this creation is pretty little wife and big plantation. Northrop, 12 Years a Slave. Invocation. It's not memory you need for telling this story. The sad story of Robert Raymond Du Bois, the story that ends along the back streets and alleys of Miami, Florida, on a February morning in 1981, that begins way to the north in Catamount, New Hampshire, on a cold, snow-flecked afternoon in December 1979. The story that tells what happened to young Bob Du Bois in the months between the wintry afternoon in New Hampshire and the dark, wet morning in Florida, and tells what happened to the several people who loved him, and to some Haitian people, and a Jamaican, and to Bob's older brother, Eddie Du Bois, who loved him, but thought he did not, and to Bob's best friend, Avery Boone, who did not love him, but thought he did, and to the women who were loved by Bob Du Bois nearly as much as and differently from the way that he loved his wife, Elaine. It's not memory you need. It's clear-eyed pity and hot, old-time anger, and a northern man's love of the sun. It's a white Christian man's entwined obsession with race and sex.